take a baby on the night you said you would. It's funny things that I remember when I'm feeling good. A dollar in my pocket and a catfish on my line. A song about a simple love that's stronger than the vines. I'm a country born, I'm a rocket born. Like a little crown in my Coca-Cola. Say a little prayer for all the soldiers. Fight for the USA. I never was captain of the football team. And you ain't never been a prom.
302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Ken at DougStephan.com. Our Twitter is at Good Day and Facebook.com/Good Day Show. So what sort of, in terms of the popular social media, what kind of things are flapping around about this at this point, Kenny?
It can be best summed up by the one comment from Don, who says, "What is wrong with people?"
That's a good question. It's very exasperating to have all of our time or much of our time around things like this, the culture of America, where we stand. For those of you just joining us, police have identified a 19-year-old man as one of the suspects in the shooting of about 20 people during a Mother's Day parade in New Orleans, identified because his video was put up on the Crime Stopper website. 888-302-3684. Here's host Dave Cohen talking to a caller from New Orleans who has a problem with the way the police reacted in the aftermath of the shooting.
19 people wounded at a Mother's Day second line in the 7th Ward. Tony, thanks for calling.
Yeah, I have a quick question, man.
Uh-huh.
I think somebody in the media really needs to hit people out there in the general public hard with it, because we always want to sugarcoat things in this world, you know, and we're never going to correct anything.
Okay.
And this is my take. First of all, I have a real problem with the NOPD, because if this would have happened in Jefferson Parish, I guarantee you Newell Norman's deputies would have chased this guy down and caught him, and he'd be in handcuffs. I can't believe.
So you say because there were 10 cops there escorting this 300 or 400 person parade, and they didn't go after the bad guys. They said it happened very quickly, and you got to wonder, if 19 people hit the ground, do they rush to help those people? Or do they take off after the shooters, though, huh?
Right, I understand. I mean, I understand we have to tend to the wounded, you know, but I mean, some of the deputies should have made chase, and they should have got a visual on them and cornered off every neighborhood so they caught these individuals.
Okay, yeah, I hear what you're saying. Yeah, set up a perimeter immediately, lock the place down.
All right. More police talk. This is exasperating, this kind of stuff. But it is a part of Americana. So what do you say? 888-302-3684. We'll have more on the New Orleans shootings, and that's plural, shootings, in a matter of moments here on the Good Day program.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Discover card.
Yeah, hi. I'm picking up some things for a barbecue this weekend, and I want to make sure that I'm signed up for that 5% cash back.
Yep, you're all set. What are you buying?
Lumber for a deck, a grill, maybe some potted plants.
Even better. Right now, anything you buy at a home improvement store gets you 5% cash back through June.
5%? Sweet.
Now, you're building an entire deck?
Yep.
And the party is this weekend?
Yeah.
Totally doable.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 on purchases at home improvement stores now through June. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
Proper selection of replacement tires for your Buick is crucial to maintaining optimal safety, performance, and efficiency. Consideration must be given to vehicle type, weight, and...
I have some music.
Sure. And driving environment. Critical specifications impact...
Oh, I love this. Turn it up.
Impacting overall operation of the vehicle, including drive and handling at... Never mind.
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. Get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of 4 select brand-name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Years ago, my doctor told me to take a Centrum Silver multivitamin every day. I tell him, sure, can't hurt, right? Then I heard this news about a multivitamin study looking at long-term health benefits for men over 50. And the multivitamin they used for the study? Centrum Silver. Hey, that's what I take. My doctor, he really knows his stuff.
The most recommended, most preferred, most studied. Centrum, always your most complete. A prior formula of Centrum Silver was used in the study.
888-302-3684. To recap here, there are three people wanted for the parade shooting in New Orleans on Mother's Day. One of them seems to have been identified. Lots of conversation about the shooting and the way police reacted. Here is host Tanya Hart talking about the lack of news media coverage on the shooting during the day on Sunday.
19 people wounded at a Mother's Day second line in the 7th Ward. Tony, thanks for calling.
Yeah, I have a quick question, man.
Uh-huh.
I think somebody in the...
I am so tired of waking up to another mass shooting. Another one in New Orleans on Mother's Day. Mother's Day. A second line parade going on in the 7th Ward, which, by the way, is a black neighborhood. 19 people are shot. 10 of them are children. And you know what really sickens me? This wasn't even the lead story in the news. It was almost buried. In fact, our producer, Tawala, had to go look for it this morning when we were discussing it because he was disgusted, too. And the reason, you know, you got to ask, I'm asking myself, okay, is this not a story because, oh, it's in the black community and, oh, 19 people were shot. Oh, two of them are kids. Oh, thank goodness nobody is dead, but two are critically injured. They didn't even say that much. We just found that out. A Mother's Day parade. Now, keep in mind that apparently the second line parades they've been having some problems there, actually since 2006. In case you don't know, if you're not from New Orleans, I'm not from New Orleans either, but a second line parade is something that they do all the time in New Orleans. It's kind of like a neighborhood thing, you know? We all know about Mardi Gras and all of that kind of stuff, and when they have the funerals and the parades they have in the street for that. But second line is what people do in their own small communities, in their own wards, when they want to celebrate. And believe me, New Orleans hasn't had a lot to celebrate in many years, not since Katrina. The spokesperson for the FBI said that there is no indication that this was anything but an act of street violence in New Orleans, which apparently they have gotten so comfortable with.
We've become, as a country, pretty comfortable with all of this stuff. And that's what really is troubling. You look at the headlines again today, and there's a shooting in Philadelphia that is sort of similar in a way to what went on in New Orleans. We have the Aurora shooter asking to plead insanity there. How many times can that come up? You are, by definition, when you pull off something like this, you are insane. So has that become the celeb cause? Is that it? We can get away with this sort of thing because we're all crazy? And are we all crazy because of things that we are eating or ingesting? Can we sue some food company because they put preservatives in the food and that makes us crazy? What? How far do we go with this? 888-302-3684. The IRS coming up in scrutiny later on during this hour of Good Day.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
One of the contestants identified as Vito. Is it Vito or Bedo? B-E-D-O. I don't know. I'm not following the voice that closely. Although I thought that there was some pretty good talent there for this year as opposed to some of the really bad talent there was on American Idol. Anyway, Rock With You started off the voice last night. Let's move back into the rocking items of interest here. The conversation on Bill Carroll's radio program yesterday focusing on the Castro brothers, the Ohio kidnapping, the three women, and how it is that the brothers could possibly not have had any idea of what their older brother was up to.
Not a whole lot new except for the Castro brothers speaking out. These are the two who were arrested along with their other brother initially in the Cleveland kidnappings case. But I think the cops really messed that up. I do. Because I understand you want to question them, but seriously, to arrest them, to do the booking photos, to pass those out to the media, and then you talk to the women who say, yeah, and I'm presuming this last part, but it's the only thing that makes sense. The women said, no, it's just this one guy. And then you have to let them go. And now people are going to remember forever that those three pictures, man, they were three creepy looking guys. And it is hard to believe they didn't know. It really is. Here's what I think the logic is. Your brother might be a complete a-hole, and their brother was. I mean, he'd already beaten his wife many times, his own kids. Everybody knew this was not a nice guy. You know that he's violent towards women. You know that he's weird. You know that he's got secrets in that house. But I don't think many of us would say, you know, I think my loved one is capable, my family member, if not loved one, is capable of keeping women prisoners in his home as sex slaves for a decade. Who would think that? Now, obviously, people do this stuff, and these monsters have mothers and fathers and brothers and sisters and friends. Well, would you ever get to that? Would you ever, I mean, someone that you know and still go to their house and still keep in touch with, would you ever believe they were capable of this? I just don't think we can get our heads around it. I think we don't believe it because we cannot let ourselves believe that anyone is capable of it, let alone anyone you know is capable of it. So how did they, in their own minds, not wonder more about a house that has, as they describe it, curtains up in the kitchen, not in the window, but separating the kitchen from other parts of the house. And every room door has a lock on it. So how do you explain that in your own mind? And their answer is, we thought it was strange, but our brother, He's kind of a strange guy.
Ariel was, to me, he was a strange dude. I mean, they didn't fade me none. And another thing, I seen Ariel with a little girl at McDonald's. And I asked him, who's that? And he said, this is a girlfriend of mine.
The daughter belonged to a girlfriend of his.
Yes. And then I said, well, where's she at? She's at Metro. She's taking care of something at Metro. Okay, so I left it at that, and I left.
Not very curious, these brothers, are they? Your brother's a strange dude. He almost never leaves the house, but now he has a girlfriend who has a daughter, and he's babysitting the daughter? Come on, guys. They may not be guilty of anything, but they certainly aren't smart guys, are they? And not particularly curious. If they didn't know, I think it's because they didn't want to know. And they should have probably stopped talking a little earlier. I mean, he starts to throw in facts, you know. I know it seems bad that we didn't know what was going on, but it's actually worse than you think. I saw this kid once. I didn't do anything about that either. Oh, yeah, that's nothing. I saw all kinds of strange things. Shut up now.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Ron Reagan and Eric Erickson, coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Reagan and Erickson. Two-thirds of the remaining 166 prisoners at Guantanamo are on a hunger strike. What can or should President Obama do about this legal limbo?
I hope will do what he should do, which is that some 86, I believe, of these inmates have already been cleared for release. He should take advantage of the loophole that Congress gave him, allow the Secretary of Defense to individually certify these people for release and send them back to wherever they are, even if it is Yemen or someplace like that. But Obama's right. We got to close Guantanamo.
I got to say that the president is right in that we're not going to leave this prison open forever. We do have a problem we have to deal with, though, and that a number of the people we've released, we've captured or killed back on the battlefield. So how do we weed out the good from the bad there? I don't know. No one really in the Bush administration or later the Obama administration thought it through.
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with Ron Reagan and Eric Erickson.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Now, 33 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Tuesday, May the 14th, and a lot of things are going on conversationally. We spent a good deal of time on the New Orleans shooting. There's been a shooting overnight in Philadelphia. The same old gets so that we become numb to all this stuff. The IRS scandal is not something we become numb to. I wonder, Kenny, what you're reading on some of the social media. There was a press conference yesterday. The president was supposed to be talking about things with the British Prime Minister who was there, but because of all of the revelations about the Internal Revenue Service specifically targeting conservative groups before the election last year, he had to address all of this stuff, calling at one point the IRS employees' behavior, quote, outrageous, contrary to our traditions. He said that if the reports of targeting are found to be true, those responsible will be held fully accountable, whatever that means. The story goes back to last Friday. Some of you may or may not have heard that an IRS official was apologizing for the targeting, which became known when a few of these more conservative groups started talking to each other and said, hey, did you get audited? And they said, yeah. Some of the words that were singled out for tax scrutiny in the returns included Tea Party or Patriot in their applications for the tax-exempt status of a 501c4. Meanwhile, there are a lot of people that are really whooped up about this, as well they ought to be. So let's have a little bit more from the press conference as we listen to the president directly answering some of these questions, including from this reporter named Julie Pace.
When did you first learn that the IRS was targeting conservative political groups? Do you feel that the IRS has betrayed the public's trust, and what do you think the repercussions for these actions should be? Thank you.
I first learned about it from the same news reports that I think most people learned about this. I think it was on Friday. This is pretty straightforward. If, in fact, IRS personnel engaged in the kind of practices that have been reported on and were intentionally targeting conservative groups, then that's outrageous. And there's no place for it. They have to be held fully accountable because the IRS, as an independent agency, requires absolute integrity, and people have to have confidence that they're applying it in a nonpartisan way, applying the laws in a nonpartisan way. And you should feel that way regardless of party. I don't care whether you're a Democrat, Independent, or a Republican. At some point, there are going to be Republican administrations. At some point, there are going to be Democratic ones. Either way, you don't want the IRS ever being perceived to be biased and anything less than neutral in terms of how they operate. So this is something that I think people are properly concerned about. The IG is conducting its investigation, and you know, I am not going to comment on their specific findings prematurely, but I can tell you that if you've got the IRS operating in anything less than a neutral and nonpartisan way, then that is outrageous. It is contrary to our traditions, and people have to be held accountable, and it's got to be fixed. So we'll wait and see what exactly all the details and the facts are. But I've got no patience with it. I will not tolerate it, and we will make sure that we find out exactly what happened on this.
Well, so why? You're the commander-in-chief. You're the president. You're the chief executive officer. Why don't you know what's going on over there? Or at least why don't some of your people know what's going on over there? Why is it that you have to find out from news reports this sort of thing is going on? Kenny, I'm very interested in how we can translate this into people being able to express themselves about it, because they're, I have no use for many of these groups myself, frankly, because I think they've gotten out of control since the Supreme Court ruling in 2010, which created all of the ability to have these things. Having said that, though, the IRS is not above reproach, never has been. We all know that it's been used as a political tool over the years, the last 40 or 50 years. So what are people in the sound-off department saying about this?
Jay says, a flat tax would end these problems at the IRS. It would be fair for everyone, the same percentage for everyone.
Yep. I wonder how many people have the balsam to take that to the service. Think people who are politicians, this is the way they control what you do. This is the IRS, and the this is the most regressive kind of tax that there is. Income taxes control how you live with deductions and that sort of thing. So that's you're being. It's like puppetized, like howdy doody, because all of us are being played, and it's time that people woke up to it. A lot of things going on in this country that are not great. Here's another radio host. This guy is Dom DiGiorgiano. He's in Philadelphia. He talks to Congressman Jim Gerlach of Pennsylvania about the start of the investigation into this targeting.
What can you tell us that you've learned since Friday? Now it seems to have ratcheted up through the Sunday shows, etc., that even we the people triggered this kind of look at your status?
Well, it's an ever-increasing amount of information coming out. Clearly, the Inspector General for the Department of Treasury has highlighted in its report that we still are going to be getting, hopefully, in the next day or two, this ongoing, over the past number of years, this ongoing review by some folks within the IRS of certain groups that have more conservative leanings, and the question is, have they been abusing their power in looking at these groups' filings for tax-exempt status in a way that violates the law? Our committee chairman, Dave Camp, who is from Michigan, has rightfully jumped right on this, as well as our subcommittee chairman on oversight, Charles Bustani, and our Ways and Means Committee is going to take this up really quick, and we're going to get to the bottom of how long this has been undertaken, who's been involved, and who ought to be responsible for this abuse of power.
What do you say, Congressman? Some immediately are out there saying, well, look, they weren't really trying to go after these groups per se because the head of the IRS during some of this was a Bush appointee.
Well, the IRS law is clear. You cannot discriminate against any particular taxpayer or taxpaying group in what your duties and responsibilities are with the IRS. Clearly, if this Inspector General report is accurate, and that's what we'll also have as part of the hearing, then there were employees within the IRS that were using their powers in a discriminatory way to single out those groups that had somehow a Tea Party or Patriot connection, because clearly they felt they deserve more scrutiny than somebody else or another group that had liberal or progressive attachment and so or affiliation. So clearly there's a political bent to this that is very disturbing, and we've got to get to the bottom of it.
All right, so the IRS and the embarrassment that it causes to the administration, the president, sort of learning what can happen to presidents who are caught up in allegations of scandal. The press conference yesterday with the Prime Minister of England, they were supposed to address questions about investigation into the Benghazi attacks and that sort of thing. But by the end of the day, the president faced a couple of problems. Associated Press said the Department of Justice had secretly seized some of its reporters' phone records. This is sort of an interesting thing. If you go back to the second term of Bill Clinton, in which his agenda was disrupted by the Monica Lewinsky scandal, Obama has not been accused of any personal misconduct, but his ability to steer the ship has been severely challenged, I think. You look at this IRS scandal. This is not a good time for the president, nor is it a good time for his party and their agenda. The challenge now for Mr. Obama, excuse me, and the Democrats is to keep the public's attention focused on the policy goals, but that's not going to happen with these sorts of things. This is just, by the way, this is just an example of bad management. That's all it is. It's just plain bad management, things that we have known all along. How this guy got real, well, we know how he got reelected, but under the circumstances, you realize just how inexperienced and green these people are, because they don't, again, I go back to, if you're the president, and you got to learn about something like this from news accounts instead of people that are on the inside, what does that say about the trust factor in these bureaucracies like the IRS, where someone ought to have called the chief of staff at the White House and said, hey, this is going on over here. Instead, they leak it to the newspapers? Wow. What does that tell you?
Oh, you know, the IRS, I had a friend about 15 years ago who worked at that Cincinnati branch that they said this problem came from.
Yeah.
He worked overnight and was just doing data entry and processing, something mm-hmm. very simple,
yep.
and was really surprised after about a week the access that he had. And he said that he and his buddies who worked there overnight, it was a big party, and they played, and nobody knew what they were doing,
mm-hmm.
and they could mess up all kinds of stuff, and no one would know.
Great.
And somebody really needs to just get in there and clean house at the IRS.
Well, as was suggested in that tweet that we had earlier on, the best way to clean the IRS up is to get rid of it and to go to a different form of taxation that's much more fair for everybody. 888-302-3684. We'll have some callers on this in a matter of moments. Hello to listeners in Lafayette, Louisiana today on the Good Day program. Also, folks listening in the Atlanta area, Kalamazoo, Michigan, hello to you. Ithaca, New York. The area that's in the upper part of New York, upper central New York, Los Angeles and Chicago and San Francisco and Dallas and Houston and Philadelphia and Atlanta, San Jose. Hello from the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen at 16 before the hour.
This next song is dedicated to Vicky Cooper. Vicky's a mother of three who recently saved $124 spring shopping at Kohl's. By stacking the savings, she not only took advantage of a great sale, she also saved $20 using her Kohl's cash. Congrats, Vicky. This one's for you.
Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Don't miss Kohl's Get Set for Summer Sale starting Wednesday. Kohl's, expect great things.
Extremely dry, itchy skin needs intensive relief that lasts. So get Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. With two dedicated medicines, it targets the underlying causes of itch and irritation, whether they be allergies, rashes, irritation, or just dry, chapped skin. And it has seven moisturizers to provide relief that lasts and lasts. Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. Intensive healing for lasting itch relief. Use as directed.
When our veterans return home, the challenges they face vary. With family and friends to support them, some make the transition pretty easily, but for some, the challenges are daunting. For those veterans that need support, there is the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Without their involvement and strong organizational mission, some veterans would slip through the cracks, and that's just not acceptable. I know my listeners support the Purple Heart Service Foundation. It's evidence in your donations. But I'd like to challenge each of you to remember they need your support, not once, but ongoing. Be a part of helping veterans get the care they need by texting to donate. Text PURPLE to 20222 to donate $10. Just $10 can make a huge difference. Text PURPLE to 20222. Text and data rates may apply. Or you can call 877-743-1631 to donate. That's 877-743-1631. Cash or credit card donation. Donations are accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. Or you can visit them online at purpleheartcars.org. That's purpleheartcars.org. Please donate today.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-326-2414. 1-800-326-2414. That's 1-800-326-2414. 1-800-326-2414.
Years ago, my doctor told me to take a Centrum Silver multivitamin every day. I tell him, sure, can't hurt, right? Then I heard this news about a multivitamin study looking at long-term health benefits for men over 50. And the multivitamin they used for the study? Centrum Silver. Hey, that's what I take. My doctor, he really knows his stuff.
The most recommended, most preferred, most studied. Centrum, always your most complete. A prior formula of Centrum Silver was used in the study.
888-302-3684. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program, the focus on the IRS scandal. Michael in Ohio wants to be heard on this, so go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
I worked for the IRS for about 30 years, and IRS always has investigated tax-exempt organizations. When you apply for a tax-exempt organization, you especially a 501c3 or a C4, you fill out a form called a 1023 or a form 1024, a very extensive form. It's long and requires a lot of information, and it takes time to review those, and they are reviewed thoroughly. And they're not scrutinized. IRS tax-exempt organization areas review all of these applications, not just the ones for the Tea Party or not just the ones for Patriots or anything that is being on TV right now. They're reviewed thoroughly because they're very important. The base of the our country is what the Internal Revenue Service does provide in taxes and collections and exams and everything. So all of these tax-exempt organizations are thoroughly reviewed because, keep in mind, they're not paying taxes.
Well, it's not that they're being reviewed. It's about what you do with the information that you get. Here's Joe in Georgia with thoughts on this.
I find this really upsetting. I'm a member of the Tea Party, and I have worked hard for congressmen like Doug Collins, Tom Graves, Tom Price, that are all great taxpayer champions, and the Tea Party's been behind them. We got a guy that I think is going to be running for governor, David Pennington, and he's going to have a lot of Tea Party support, plus Barry Loudermilk, who's a great state senator. But this really upsets me, and I think it ought to be a definite big investigation because they're targeting conservative groups, and as a member of the Tea Party, it really bothers me that I go out and work hard to elect candidates like Collins, Graves, Price, Pennington, and Loudermilk, and then to know that we're going to come under this kind of unfair scrutiny. So you don't see that happening on the left. So why do you think the IRS is picking on the conservative groups and not the liberal groups? And that's very concerning to me. And but I tell you what this is going to do. They're so upset. We're going to work hard to win. I think you're going to see huge Republican wins because this has really made the Tea Party members mad and they're fired up. And I look for huge Republican wins, including taking over the Senate because of doing things like this. So really it's going to work and it's going to be a great thing for the Tea Party, but it needs to be investigated.
Why is everybody always picking on me? 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Now, 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Lots of things are trending. One of the great things about being able to do a radio program like this and a focus on important stories and news is that there is the ability for us to comment. I feel sort of like Jerry Springer, Kenny, in a manner of speaking, because I'm going to do that right now. After I saw the arrest of this Saudi Arabian. The feds, if you haven't heard the story, arrested a traveler from Saudi Arabia who arrived at Detroit Metro with a pressure cooker in his bags. And you may know that was a key component used in the marathon bombings. His name is Hussein al-Kawahi. He appeared for a brief hearing at federal courthouse yesterday. He used an altered passport and lied to a U.S. Customs agent about the pressure cooker. So it's unclear at this moment whether his arrest is related to terrorism or a misunderstanding, but the prosecutor handling the case, who prosecuted the terror case against the underwear bomber, remember that, said that this man was going to be held accountable, whatever that means, because, again, there has been a buildup of attention for people who are carrying pots and pans and that sort of thing in their bags. I back and forth between my home here on the East Coast and my home on the West Coast. I brought pots and pans with me a lot. Thanks to who would think that they would be subject to scrutiny? Now they are, because of what happened in Boston. So it brought me around to thinking about something that was said to me by a fellow with whom I politically disagree, but I respect. The bottom line is that no matter how unlikely it is that we are affected by bombs that are in a pressure cooker or other things that may be going on, there is some information that will scare the living you-know-what out of you. It's been making the rounds. Kenny, I don't know if you've seen this or not in the last few weeks, the story about the Israeli agent upon whom the movie Munich was based, Golda Meir's bodyguard. She appointed him to track down and bring to justice the terrorists who took the Israeli athletes hostage and killed them during the Munich Olympic Games. Remember that?
Yeah.
His name is Yuval Aviv, and he was in New York City sharing information that most of you will want not to hear, but you need to know. The government is not sharing this, whether it's a conspiracy or not, who knows. This guy, by the way, predicted on O'Reilly's program that there would be a London subway bombing. O'Reilly laughed at him, and a week after that, the subway bombing took place. He gave intelligence information to the Bush administration about 9/11, a month before it occurred. He was ignored, and we all know what happened. Now for his future predictions. He says the next terrorist attack on the U.S. will occur within the next couple of months. No more planes and that sort of thing. These people are now looking for big groups of people. Security is a joke at the airport. We all know that. It's been reactionary. It hasn't been proactive. It's a joke. All of the technology is outdated. We look for metal, and now we all know because of the 3D printers, these guns can be made out of plastic. So this fellow Aviv talks about how what happened after the guy who tried to light his shoe on fire. Now we all take our shoes off. You know, what stupid stuff. This guy Aviv says that if a terrorist attack targets airports, they will target busy times at the front end of the airport where people are checking in. I'm just thinking about Terminal 1 at LAX, where you stand out in the street. There are always people out in the street waiting to get on planes there. He says the next terrorist attack in America is imminent, will involve suicide bombers at places like Disneyland, Las Vegas casinos, things where there are lots of people, shopping malls, for example, trains. The attack will be characterized by simultaneous detonations around the country, from 5 to 8 things going on at the same time. And they're not even worried. They don't need terrorist bombers. All they need to do is bring a suitcase and put it in the line, let's say, at the airport. Before it gets to the screening, you hit the dial button on the cell phone, bingo bango. So I guess the bottom line here is to be careful about what this fellow Yuval, J-U-V-A-L, Aviv, has to say. Maybe we can do a Google search on him, Kenny, but it certainly is worth, I think, some time. And it just brings around to the focus of how vulnerable we are. We need to be stop being involved in all of these things elsewhere around the world. It's not necessary.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.